A word for you from Mark chapter 15 and verse 47. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph were attentively observing where he was laid. This verse right at the end of this chapter gives us some clue to a very important fact. Jesus had died, was buried, and finally the very large stone was rolled, mind you, the only way to move this heavy mass of rock to block the door of the tomb. Everything had been done and completed, and verse 47 just adds an extra finality when it tells of the two Marys, inseparable, who both observed his resting place. In the Amplified Bible, in verse 47, it adds in brackets, were attentively observing where he was laid. This is very significant because if they had been here today, at this Easter time of 2011, they would pinpoint not only the location, not an approximate area, but the exact spot where his body was laid to rest. So, besides all the lies and the conspiracies throughout the ages used to explain Jesus' absence in the tomb, the truth remains according to these solemn witnesses. Jesus was here, but now he is gone. And where to? He is risen. Only one explanation, only one version, according to those people who were there in person, who saw it with their very own eyes. Remember, these two women, at the end of chapter 15, they were the ones who buried Jesus. They were the ones who laid him there. They were the ones who wrapped him, wrapped his body. They were the ones who saw the stone rolled over the door of the tomb. And now they are the ones first to be there. Jesus' death has been grievous to us, especially as it was because of us. But we rejoice now, he is risen. How wonderful to know that these people were witnesses of the event to tell it to us as we live in this day and age.